Thanksgiving Eve. I'm just reading here. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Susan Manowich from New Energy Movement. And how are you, Susan?
I'm doing lovely this evening. I am doing great, Daniel. Thank you for having me with you this evening on this exciting night.
I know that you're getting ready for Thanksgiving over there, so I appreciate you popping in. We were going to have you on last night, and there were all kinds of wild, staticky, bizarre technical problems, but here we are, and you've made it through all of them.
Yeah, I absolutely did. It just goes to show you that if you persevere, then you can get through even the most annoying of Google issues.
That's a good way to put it, actually, yes. And you have persevered. I'll give testimony to that. Here's the thing. This is a big announcement that we're making here, which is tonight on HBO, I'm doing a half-hour special on the JFK assassination and UFO secrecy. Now, today's the 54th anniversary of the JFK assassination, and we worked with the team over there at HBO and Vice, who were extraordinary, I think, and very professional, and did a great job on this. I want everyone to catch it. It's on at 7:30 Eastern Time tonight, and it's followed, actually. I guess there's a marathon of The Dark Knight afterwards, so that's kind of humorous, but it's going to be something special. And we put a lot into, it's very much like the report I did last night on Coast to Coast AM, actually. There were elements around the JFK assassination that were associated with aerospace, and there were people who were following those leads. And many of those records are some of the records that were blocked in this recent data release that came out, that should have come out October 26, 2017. As of right now, we have less than 20% of the records that were promised by that law that was enacted in 1992. Mm-hmm. So the JFK records release is a huge story, and it really coincides, I would say, with this kind of battle of secrecy versus this kind of transparency that's emerging. And we have to be right in the heart of that, because we have to be willing to seize those opportunities when they come. So as a matter of fact, when we were shooting the special, Susan, you joined us, and we did a live broadcast on the day of the records release. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you recall.
Yes. I do. I remember that day, and I admit I was a part of it. Yes.
You're going on the record now.
I am going on the record because it was recorded. So
that's right. There's video proof. So Susan, we're going to do an outstanding episode with you next week, and I also have a two-part in-depth interview with you that's in the editing queue right now. So people are going to get a lot of updates about what you're up to. But just for now, give us a quick overview of what you're doing with New Energy Movement.
Sure, yes. So I'm the president of New Energy Movement, which is a nonprofit organization that was started by Dr. Brian O'Leary a number of years ago, between 10 and 15 years ago. I really should have that specific date. And that was for the advocacy for really clean energy technology. So technology that gets us off of fossil fuels, it's beyond renewables. So people know it as Tesla technology, the real Tesla, not the Tesla motors. So that type of technology that is clean, definitely extremely innovative, and can most likely solve some of mankind's greatest problems and greatest issues. So as you know, and a lot of your viewers know, it's been a heavily, let's say, suppressed field. And at the same time, it's been a highly under funded field from really a public standpoint. And so the goal of our organization is to get this information, get these technologies being worked on for the public, so it doesn't, you know, end up in any one major area of control or another. So it's actually for the people. So it's by the people, for the people.
Fantastic. Of course, there's a great association around this energy topic with the UFO topic, because we're dealing very often in that realm with exotic technology one way or another. And the secrecy around that entire issue resembles so closely the secrecy around this breakthrough energy field. And I think what we're seeing, yes, is the research is bringing those two fields together. We're seeing more and more of that.
Yeah, and that's something that, really has been a lifelong passion of mine. to see the knowledge and information gleaned from these extraordinary ways of knowing that come in, to really work to make that more explicit. So as this stuff used to be more hush-hush and hidden, you find more and more inventors are having, let's just put it this way, non-traditional ways of knowing information as it relates to the development of technology. They're having information about cosmology that comes in. And as this information comes in, of course, they're looking for a place to put this and looking for ways to connect in with other people to again to work on these technologies. So what I will take a bit of a leap of faith here and say, because I am involved in the free research, that's the foundation for research into extraterrestrial encounters. There's a survey that was done for about 300 and 3,600 participants, and one of the aspects of the survey that Dr. John Climo and myself are working to analyze and assess is some of the what we call physics downloads that occur with people that have contact. And the research again is still early, but you know some of those responses that people have indicated is that the Earth is shifting quite rapidly. There are non-traditional ways of knowing how to tap into quote unquote this sea of energy, and this is here to be able to help humanity because it seems like the way that business and industry and academia is moving is just awfully slow. It's not keeping up to speed with, I think, the changes that are going on in the planet and how quickly things are shifting there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing, really. And I think that we're seeing that the consciousness is moving faster than the ability of the establishment to catch up with it. And
Yes.
so it's a runaway train at this point, one way
Yeah,
or another.
and has been for a long time. And we have a lot of catch up to do right now.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so much work around these deep state forces and bringing a lot of that stuff to the surface. That the Kennedy assassination and other deep state events, I think of the Kennedy assassination 54 years ago as setting the standard for these events where something happens and it changes the policy direction and leadership in a country. And we've had quite a few of those, but the Kennedy one was the real shift away from his more idealistic vision and cooperation in space with the Russians and just a more openness in general. And we've looked at a lot of material of him sharing information with the Russians. And of course, Douglas Caddy, who's the Watergate lawyer, who came forward on my show, he told me about his association with E. Howard Hunt and how Hunt told him that the Kennedy assassination was achieved because it was over this issue of secrecy around the UFO secrecy, which Kennedy wanted to open up. And the way he literally said it was over the UFO file, the alien presence is how he called it. Now, you can think of it as that exotic technology or as an off-world civilization, however it feels. But in any case, it was the UFO technology that played a key role, a crucial role. And then when you look at this, you can kind of see the cover-up over 50 years, and you start to say, imagine the cover-up around the UFO thing, and then we have an assassination related to it. The cover-up makes a little more sense. You start to see the wall of secrecy and why so many different institutions went along with it. But we are breaking a lot of ground there for sure. And today is the 54th anniversary, and we're going to get a lot of answers. But a lot of these answers are tied up in breakthrough energy. So I want everyone to tune in next week when we do our interview. And we're gonna have that on the schedule shortly, as soon as we figure it out. But I think that this is going to be exciting. Tonight, however, is all about the HBO Vice special on the JFK assassination and the UFO enigma associated with it, and the information around the UFO file that may very well have been at the heart of the whole thing. We're very excited about it. Susan, you were part of it. Alexandra Bruce also took part in it, and I really hope that we have something there that is going to inform people 54 years after the fact about the kind of country that we could have had, and maybe if we lift a lot of this kind of suppression of information and technology, the kind of country and the kind of world that we can get to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to say this, I think about my parents' generation. I grew up in a household that there was Kennedy, there still is Kennedy pictures hanging in my parents' house. And I think about this next generation, like my child's generation, but I think about my parents' generation. It seems like our generation maybe has a job here to help lift that veil of secrecy for them, because there was something that was lost. I remember listening to stories from my dad, and there was something that was lost for him and for people of that generation. So maybe their kids, us, that have some type of responsibility to kind of get the story straighter, to help out and bring back something that seems like it was lost, and bring it back in a new way, in a way that's respectful and respectable to us
It's a great
on
point.
this
Great
planet during
point.
this important time.
Absolutely. And I always point out for people that we owe a great debt to John F. Kennedy, because when he got us through the Cuban Missile Crisis, I can't think of any leader that really could have achieved the types of results that he did without firing a shot. And we know at the time it was a nuclear confrontation. So we can really see that the balance of the world was really in his hands at that point, and he handled it beautifully, and against the advice of the CIA and the military, who really just were obsessed with getting Cuba and the mafia connection back and all their corruption going. So we really can see, that he helped shape a new world there by doing that. And so I think it's in our great interest to investigate the assassination, and it really does honor to John F. Kennedy being assassinated essentially by the deep state, for anyone who cares to really look deeply into it, for us to kind of correct the record on that and not let the whitewash go on. Now, interestingly enough, a new poll came out showing 68% of the American public does not, as of the 54th anniversary of the JFK assassination, believe the official story. So, 7 out of 10 people here certainly understand.
Absolutely. Well, and on this eve of Thanksgiving, which can mean a lot of different things to different people, I try to look at it as a day of being thankful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for HBO and Vice for being brave and going down a really a different direction to bring a greater truth, and one in which many of us have held for a very long time, to be able to get this expressed. So I'm giving thanks this evening for that.
Fantastic. And you did a great job during the shooting too, which I really appreciate. And
Thanks.
we are, I think with your work, we're going to explore that, and your work and your role as president of New Energy Movement. This is going to be fascinating material for people to understand. So I'm looking forward to that next week. We got a question yesterday I wasn't able to answer about my favorite book on the JFK assassination, and it's this, which is Deep Politics and the Death of JFK by UC Berkeley professor Peter Dale Scott, who I've had on the show multiple times, and his work is absolutely stellar on this, and really, I think it's the touchstone if you want to get into the real deep research around it. He's the man who coined the term the deep state, and he's another one of these guys who really writes his books, and that's it. He's not really heavy out there in the circuit. He's actually 88 now, and
Wow, this is a great number.
yeah, there you go. So he's seen a lot of it, but he's still active, and he's actually working on a new book. His most recent book is The American Deep State, which really tracks everything from the Kennedy assassination all the way up to the present, and the kinds of forces that are in play. So that's the book that I would go to as a mainstay. Of course, authors like the late Jim Mars were absolutely incredible, and the investigation of Jim, that's a tough loss for all of us. But I do feel like this was one of his sort of prize subjects, because he was in Dallas, and he was around that Fort Worth, and he worked for the Fort Worth newspaper, so he understood the story in a way that we, on the outside, just hearing these things, understand it completely different. He understood the players involved. But I would say the other thing I want to
Fantastic.
mention is Jim Garrison's investigation, which the press has completely tried to stonewall, and of course the records that were held back. There were 16 Garrison files that were simply called CIA secret files and Jim Garrison. that they didn't release. And then when they finally came around in this last batch, they released 10 of the 16, and 8 of them were completely whited out. There's just nothing you can get to. So, you know, they had good reason for that, because they certainly interfered with his investigation. But it took a lot, actually, to bring the first trial in the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. So these are the types of people and the sources that I would go to. You have to look at aerospace, in my opinion, when you look at the JFK assassination. And we'll see more of that in the special tonight. Before we go, I, of course, because you spent so much time working around John Mack back in the day when he was doing his work, I thought I'd just ask you for a kind of spontaneous anecdote of meeting John Mack. Of course, he was the Harvard professor who took the abduction scenario very seriously and tried to get to the bottom of the whole entire UFO enigma.
Yeah, you know, I an anecdote would be, I'd say that the living legacy of the people that he interacted with and the people that he touched, as I think I said previously on one of my interviews with you, that many of those people I'm close with. I consider them my mentors. I consider them my very good friends. And that's, I think, because of John and who he was as a person. And he was a humanitarian as well as a brilliant, brave researcher and psychiatrist. So you don't find that combination too often. And to me, as someone that has that living legacy today with the people that they've encountered and that they've touched, there's something that you know, really continues to thrive. So that would be, I know it's not a, you know, a normal regular antidote, but I like that because I feel like he lives through the people that I'm close to that I would consider my mentors. His spirit, the spirit of his work, and even this work with the organization FREE, the Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters, that was started by Dr. Edgar Mitchell and Dr. Rudy Shield. And Dr. Rudy Shield, the Harvard astrophysics professional, was a colleague of John's. And basically that work continued so that the work from PEER, the Program for Extraordinary Experience Research that John started, you know, that faded when he passed, and now this other organization formed. You know, is it exactly the same as John? No. However, the spirit of the research and truly trying to understand the nature of these encounters and what they're really telling us, without the hype, without the sensationalism, without the back, you know, without a crazy story attached to it, you know, based on good research with good researchers that are very intelligent, that are grounded, we start to understand what this is really about. And it's much different than all the hype that's out there.
You know, it's fascinating. whenever you mention the stories around it, and we know it's this incredible field where, you know, there's a point in time where I think that we had incredible researchers with it who were very active, like Stanton Friedman and Mack especially. Mack, I think, though, got to something really deep with it because he also went after the consciousness aspect, and we have to understand the consciousness aspect if we're going to understand the UFO phenomena. And I feel like if you're going to understand some of these deep events of history and the secrecy surrounding them, you're going to, surrounding those types of events, you're going to need some knowledge, some working knowledge of the UFO phenomena, because
absolutely
the secrecy starts to make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, like people like Danny Sheehan, you know, presenting information on worldview, cosmology, you know, looking at things from a theological perspective as well. And John having conversations with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, to understand things from a consciousness standpoint. You know, those are critical conversations. They're meaningful. They're deep. They give different layers of what this is about versus this Hollywood popcorn bubblegum version.
You know, it's fascinating you mentioned that. And I'm glad you mentioned Sheehan because he came up last night. And in this context, because Mack was trying to find out for a while who was basically trying to get him run out of Harvard. And it turned out Sheehan said that it was not the government. It was Time Magazine.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. What does that tell you?
It tells us that the media as we know it isn't the media as we know it. It may be quite a bit of a brainwash and has been for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, I'd agree with that.
Time is not timely. Time is controlled.
Well, you know, I spent some time in that media world, and my feeling was that they could come up to the edge of a topic, but they certainly were not allowed to jump in. And that's when you're a real journalist, you have to be able to jump in. But you talked about a media blackout there, and that's what we've seen. Yeah. And the Kennedy assassination is the greatest example. You know, CNN's main story on the 54th anniversary of the JFK assassination, the story that they ran was that, you know, it was JFK's bad back that helped him be a target for the assassination because he couldn't react fast enough when he was being shot by Oswald. And of course, we know that there's no evidence that even puts Oswald in the Texas School Book Depository on the sixth floor at that point. And there's, you know, this is what they want to stick to. It's like, oh yeah, you know, that the lightest and the fluffiest of stories. I would have preferred they just run something about Cher's love life or Beyonce. You know, that seems more their speed, the really entertainment run. But the special we did with Vice just is not. It goes very deep. And, you know, on this program, that's what we do is we go deep into these subjects. So that's the kind of level that we appreciate. And there's so many great people doing this work, and you're one of them. You know, that's why I want people to get a better idea of the work that you're doing, because I think it's fascinating.
Thank you. And I just want to say this too. We have an amazing team, New Energy Movement and Global Breakthrough Energy Movement, Global BEM. We really have a fantastic team. So I may be, you know, speaking right now, but I will tell you that from the New Energy Movement and Global BEM, we have an amazing team of people that are very dedicated and professional. And I think you'll be hearing more from us soon. Can't say too much right now, but I just wanted to say that.
You know, with all the drama that's been going on around these different subjects and all the kind of strange press conferences that we've seen that are just so marketing driven, the work that you guys are doing is just a real breath of fresh air. And that's the stuff I think that we need to bring front and center. Before we go, we're just about to take off. I'm just going to check real quick if there's any questions here, because Yvonne is out there and she is doing a great job being the moderator for the people who are in chat. And of course, all your questions will be answered in the HBO Vice episode tonight. But if she's got anything here, there's a question there about HBO, you know, if people don't have HBO. What you can do actually is HBOGo.com will give you a free trial. And you'll be able to sign up for HBO and watch the series. And then if you want to keep it, you can pay. And if you don't, then you just let it go after a month. So that's what I would do if you don't already have HBO. That's the best way to access it, because it's not the kind of thing that you're going to find popping up online. You know, it's an HBO show. But HBO has certainly incredible viewership. And Vice, I think, has been doing some excellent segments with Vice News. And this is really going to be a special event. There's a question here if I'm going to leave YouTube after this. And the answer is no, of course. I mean, this the Dark Journalist show and the stuff that I do is to get at issues and to be able to journalistically suss them out according to standards that I've set based on the types of people that I've worked with around these subjects. And some of those people are like the people we mentioned tonight, like Professor Scott and John Mack and others. And so it's an incredible standard. And I wouldn't, you know, it's going to be tough to expect a full-blown media company to accept that kind of freedom. But I get that kind of freedom when I work on my own. So that's what I'm going to continue to do. But I'll work with larger media entities who are looking to at least give their viewers a fair shake on what's out there. And I think that's important. They don't need to necessarily go along with the research that I've done or your views on breakthrough energy or the deep research that you have around it. But if they give it a sounding board, then that's a place to start, I think, for both sides there. And I'm happy to do it. But no, I mean, I'm an independent journalist. That's where I'm going to stay. What about you, Susan? Is this your, is this your last time on YouTube?
I think it may be my first time on YouTube. So the question was for you. That definitely was not relevant for me, Daniel.
Okay. Sounds fantastic. I have a question for you, which is when you have recently taken over the role of president. When did you start as president of New Energy Movement?
I'd say January 2017. It was really December 2016, January 2017. So really just about 11 months.
Fantastic.
Wow. And prior to that, I was Joel Garvin was the president and for a very, very long time. And I was the executive director working under Joel. And he had a shift and a change. And he actually felt, and bless him for this, he thought that maybe having some feminine leadership would be a good shift and a good change in this arena. So, you know, his was very intentional and purposeful. And I have a good relationship with him. And he's a wise sage in terms of providing some advice to us.
Well, it's amazing, right? We have some incredible people in independent media, in alternative circles. And that's the great thing to remember, which is as much as the independent alternative neck of the woods gets manipulated by marketing ops on one side and intelligence psyops on the other, in the middle are these people who are really making the trains run on time and getting to the real heart of the matter. And I can always spot those people in doing this work. And I'm glad that they're out there because they certainly give me inspiration to go on, as do all the viewers. I really appreciate all the feedback and everyone following with us the JFK Files releases. Of course, we're going to be following the story all the way through to the final release in June. A lot of the questions that came up yesterday, I wanted to say in my documentary, Agent Oswald, the CIA Patsy, which is available on this channel for free, you can find a lot of the answers to the questions around the evidence involving the JFK assassination and the cover-up that's gone on ever since by intelligence agencies around this particular deep event that affected American history. So that is available, and I would recommend everyone first go to that documentary, and then as we do these, we'll have more things to talk about because it's a good base of knowledge in there. And there's many witnesses who went on the record for the first time. So thank you so much, Susan. And I look forward to seeing you tonight in the special. And it's on at 7:30 on HBO Vice. And I really look forward to seeing everyone, all the viewers there. And of course, Susan will be with us next week to do a full episode on all the great work that she's doing. So thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Daniel. Good luck and congratulations.
I appreciate it. Oh, we had a good time, and there's more to come. So thanks so much.
Absolutely.
And thanks, Yvonne, Groovy Bean out there for being the moderator and doing such a great job. And we'll see everyone tonight in a half hour. And that's it. So now I will end the broadcast, everybody. See you soon.